The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will die in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servants to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in the rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows, and make people come in that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited would taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. It's so true. Jesus once said, "Many are called, few are chosen." That means the calling of God is for all. No excuse, no exception. But those who respond, there is a lot. And many times also we could be one of those put up excuse for daily prayer or for excuse for an act of charity towards others. There's so many other things to do. We are tired. She doesn't like me or he doesn't like me. Why have to do such service to her or to him? It's all the excuses. But the responsorial psalm today is beautiful. The word is from the Psalm 131. "In you, O Lord, I have found my peace." So unless you have the presence of the Lord in you, it's very hard to overcome a human judgment. We see different faces and we judge them individually. But Jesus doesn't want us to do so. He just asks us to treat every one of them as if we treat him. Matthew chapter 25 says, "Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me." So no matter that person is friendly or not friendly, your heart should be like that of Jesus, always friendly. Even to the point that Jesus died for his enemy, you too. And that's an invitation. So we have many excuses. We don't want to die. But that's the way. To love is to die of yourself, lose yourself for the sake of Jesus. Otherwise, it will be the case that Jesus is mentioning. And unfortunately, I tell you, he said, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner. There's a worse consequence. So it asks a special grace of humility, of obedience, to the will of God the Father. That is to love all, to be the first one to love all, and to love unconditionally, as what Jesus did on earth.